you know, memories of beautiful moments in their life, and I think that that's wonderful, that something in yourself to put that down to.
Dragon,
what is it?
Yeah. Dragon. You see this little element there? It looks like it is a dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And it's hitting something, a pot of gold.
Oh.
Well, let's go to Robert's and then Bill. And Molly, let's go to Robert's.
I didn't mean to break in there.
No,
I
was
not to get my lesson in.
This came about from a number of sketches I've done. I'm trying to get a trilogy, trying to get the spirals, light beginning from the center, coming out. The title is Three from One, and also sort of came from my haiku, from the center, three spiral out, at the center, always one. And though there are three beings coming out, there are the contact points, where they meet. And as they meet, their colors change, and they may go on the same, or they may change themselves, but they will always hold the experience. And since I didn't want to end the universe,
so it's a universe of sun and moon and sky. Let's turn it upside down from what it is just for a moment. See what occurs. Yeah, I have that problem. Yeah, here the wave form clearly occurs more strongly.
The magic eye is what I got immediately. But when we spoke, I could see the self unfolding. You are.
That physical sense is powerful. In fact, it's so exact in a way, and that the, I don't know what the word is, but that the solids are so solid and the lines are so distinct, conveys to me the feeling of exactness or science, so that even though the cosmos or whatever is immensely great and powerful, yet it is scientific and exact. One doesn't have, you know, one hasn't had any intuition of perhaps, but not knowledge.
Well, when you look at it closely, you know, the stars cross it. Is it really more?
Oh. Real.
the stars, the spangling continues on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Notice the strong parallel between the red spiral and the yellow spiral. The yellow spiral sticks very close to the red spiral. But if you look at it, you can see that the red spiral does not continue its form, but tends to go off the canvas at a less oblique angle. And if you can see that aspect of the red spiral, then the blue spiral takes over, mimicking the red spiral from the yellow spiral. In other words, closer in towards the center, the red and the yellow are somewhat parallel, but on towards the edges, the blue and the red are really parallel. And the only green in the whole painting is where the blue and the yellow give up to each other their paralleling of the red. The fertility that's there is in the exchange of the blue and the yellow in terms of who now is going to follow the red. In this palette, that is to say in this color scheme, which is an artistic palette, which is very close to a natural cosmos, the dark of the night sky, the red of the sun, the yellow of the moon, the blue of the day sky. The green is significant because it's where life can occur. So only in that exchange is life possible. Okay, let's go to Mala.
I think this is our last one for tonight. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
The contact. Mm-hmm.
Is that a holy blue square?
Is that what?
A holy blue square. Is it?
Yes.
The truth is that the center of it is really black, sort of.
He means, is there any other color besides blue? He doesn't mean holy. He means completely blue.
Holy secular.
She said it was secular and all blue. I don't know if that was still ambiguous.
Well, from here, I don't
she
know.
Meant it was
it appears
completely
that the center
secular.
Of it is more black than blue.
You see black in the center.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
maybe
like
reflecting the light. Or
I can see it too. It's living. It's coming in and out, that black.
Yeah.
It's coming in and out. It's like breathing. Black.
I think
it's more cheap paint.
Oh, it's really.
No, these are real psychics. These are expensive psychics. <that are saying.
laughs> Now that's what I was
like
going to do.
It's a hand reaching out, holding up.
Has that feeling, mm-hmm. Tone, doesn't it? Presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And at the yellow above is a highlight, very much similar to the kind of highlight that you put into your one painting.
Mm-hmm.
That yellow is extremely functional there.
It's emerging to me.
It is emerging, yeah.
Well, the name of it is A Moment of Clarity in Keeping.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. John, go ahead, you're seeing something.
Oh, well, to me it was like a this red is like a
bookshelf coming from the wall. That's not one sitting on the floor, but one...
A bracket.
A bracket on the wall holding a, you know, I'd say book, but...
Not cool.
It's something there. The yellow to me is just a highlight. It's like makes the blue stand out. And my, the motion of my eye goes from the red up to the blue and kind of up, sweeping up this way. In at the red, through the blue, and out at the blue.
And the red draws you back in for another go.
Mm-hmm.
I see that supporting part as a cliff, like a adobe kind of cliff. Southwest or something, and it has sort of a whimsical kind of quality to it, like a Roadrunner kind of cartoon or something. I don't know. I feel that the yellow is functional. It's like, what's that purple square doing there, and what as though the supporting part has it's sort of like a consciousness or something, or an attitude or something about the supporting part, the orange part.
Yes, it's really as if someone is doing this, doing the presenting. It's not an inorganic presentation.
Holding that there.
Holding it out.
Which is kind of a precarious position, like a cliff, like the cliff. A rock outcropping.
Yes, if you make the blue solid without the in and out movement, then it becomes very heavy and seems like it might break that red shelf. I guess we should stop. We're getting to a fraying edge. Can you bring it again next week? We'll start off with this next week again. Yes, yes, there's more to do, but I don't want to let the class situation bleed into other things. So that's it.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm here.